The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes are 11-3 overall and 2-0 in Big Ten play. Iowa will host Nebraska on Tuesday. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Please start us out with a quick opening statement, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Yeah, I think this week was an important week for us. You know, we played well, obviously. Beat two very good teams. And I think most importantly got tremendous productivity from a lot of different people, and I think that's what you're going to need in this league moving forward.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Chad Letzino with Des Moines Register.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Chad.
Hi. When you get a ranking before your name, how does that, if at all, change kind of the intensity that you face on a game-to-game basis?
Well, you know, I think it changes things a little bit. You know, people want to beat ranked opponents. It's talked about a lot more. It has more impact in terms of how you're viewed at the end of the season. You know, so, it's, you know, there's a lot more, you know, that goes into, you know, when you prepare for the next game, making sure everybody knows and understands, okay, now we're going to be looked at a little bit differently, and we got to be ready for that.
Sure, and just as a follow-up, I mean, what type of ceiling does this team have? I mean, you just beat a number one team and then another one on the road. I mean, I know kind of an open-ended question, but what do you feel like the ceiling is for this team?
Well, you know, I don't really look at it that way. What I try to do, Chad, is try to get this team better every day and never look at it like there is a ceiling. You know, we're just going to keep trying to get better. You know, you look at this and say, well, yeah, you got four seniors and a junior in the starting lineup. They've all started before. You know, they're kind of doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're playing intelligently. They're sharing the ball. They're defending. They understand the grind of what this league is. But it's still early. You know, there's a lot of grind left. You know, ultimately, you know, we need our bench guys to continue to improve, which they've done, and they've, you know, continue to produce again, which they've done. So who knows what the ceiling is? It's just every day, you know, coming to work and trying to get better.
Thanks, Fran.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Scott Dapperman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Fran, how are you?
Good, Scott.
Good. As far as Jared Utoff goes, he's got, like, an impeccable timing when it comes to blocking shots. He's leading the league, and every game it seems like he's got 5-plus. And a lot of it is on the perimeter. What makes him so special when it comes to blocking shots, especially away from the basket?
Well, there's a lot of things. You know, the first thing is obviously length, and the second is timing. You know, and the third is, you know, he can move his feet laterally. A lot of shot blockers can't do that. They just kind of wait and try to go get it. But, you know, he can move his feet laterally, keep you in front, and then block your jump shot. Most shot blockers only block from the weak side, and he does both. And that's really hard to do, and it's really hard to do and stay out of foul trouble.
You're going to be playing against Siobhan Shields and tomorrow night, and he seems to be just at times is sneaky good. You know, sometimes you look and all of a sudden he's got 30 points. So how difficult of a guy is he to prepare for because he can do so many different things so well?
You know, he's a guy in this league that just has a multitude of talents. You know, when he takes the floor, he can put it on the deck. He can drive. He can post. He's got counter moves. He can score from the perimeter. You know, he's a gamer. I mean, but the thing that I think has helped him is White has really stepped up and been a big-time scorer along with him. You know, kind of like they were a couple years ago, you know, when Pettaway was there. Pettaway had an off-shooting year last year, even though he was still very good. You know, those two guys are a tough 1-2 punch. And anytime you play a team like that, you know, it's very difficult, especially when some of those other guys are stepping up like they have been.
Thanks, Grant.
Yep.
And our next question comes from the line of Nathan Baird with Lafayette Journal.
Hey, Fran, how are you?
Good.
You guys had a lot of success on Saturday with that three-quarters zone press against Purdue. Have you used that or other things like it more in the last couple of years to try to be disruptive defensively without or trying to avoid situations that would cause fouls?
You know what? I started using this press, you know, I'm going to say about 12 years ago, and we've had great success with it. You know, there have been games where it has not been as successful. And, you know, you can kind of go two ways with it. It can be contained. It can be aggressive. You know, in that game Saturday, we were behind, you know, so we got more aggressive with it. And we had a good lineup on the floor. We had guys that know how to run it. You know, we've had success before against Purdue last year in particular, but we've employed it against Purdue before and you know, it has been relatively ineffective other than, you know, using some seconds off the shot clock. You know, so you never know. It's a good press because, you know, you're not typically going to give up layups and open shots, and you may get some offense out of your defense, which is what happened on Saturday.
Thanks.
Yep.
We've got time for one more question for Coach McCaffrey, please.
And our final question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Fran, how you doing?
Good, Lee.
Good. Hey, when you face a team like Nebraska that has two primary scorers, obviously you'd like to shut both of them down, but do you have a philosophy of, like, really zoning in on one guy and giving the other guy a little bit of rope, or do you have a plan on how to do that?
I don't. You know, we'll try to guard both of them, you know, the same. You know, we'll – you know, try to analyze their skill set, and
right.
Both of them are really talented. They both have size, and I think that's what makes them both difficult. You know, they're both 6'7". It's not like one guy's 6'1", and one guy's 6'5". I mean, you got two 6'7" guys, both of whom can put it on the deck, both of whom can shoot it outside and then go inside. So they're a handful. And, you know, when Nebraska's at their best, when you know, Benny Parker's making threes. I mean, Jacobson's playing well. I mean, they've got a lot of different guys. You know, McVay's playing better. So you have some other weapons to go with those two guys. And when those other guys are playing like that, then they're really good.
Yeah.
Because those two have been, you know, really, you know, incredibly consistent.
Yeah. Okay. See you tomorrow night. Thank you.
Okay. See ya.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks a lot.
Okay. My pleasure. Yep.